Welcome to part 5 of Under a Green Sky. Since the decoding of the first page, the guy puddlers between us have started to access some of the information in the Green Sky files. We've been on indefinite leave from our day jobs. Geddy with his academic work, me with my mainframe stuff, and Ollie with his little engineering company on the South Coast. And we have come across a bewildering range of techniques used to protect the data, We haven't finished yet, by any means. We've come to the conclusion that the codes were always meant to be broken, but only after a period of time. After 7 weeks of solid work, I think we've got to a position where we understand the background and some of the detail of the Green Sky project. And here is a summary. The initial project was based on Pete looking to create algae which would produce oil, able to be used both as a fuel and as a feedstock to the petrochemical industry. However, Pete had already realized that it may also be possible to use modified algae in the atmosphere to act both as a sun shield and to soak up CO2. The oil-producing algae had been developed. It was just a matter of turning it into an industrial process, something which others could do. And so he was now turning his attention to this new challenge. The initial project was cancelled, we believe, when a new junior minister was appointed who had connections with the nuclear power companies. The stance which the government was going to take following the murder of Mel was that a rogue group of eco-terrorists had infiltrated a government project with the aim of destabilizing the economy. This was very much far from the truth. The Swiss government were very concerned that any economic instability due to climate change would have a disproportionate effect on the financial services of their own country, especially the reinsurance business. The size and influence of their banking sector was well known, but even larger were the companies who insured the insurance sector, so to speak. The Swiss made Lloyd's of London look like part-timers. So if there's going to be more uncertainty in the weather systems, more floods, more droughts, more hurricanes, this would place an unbearable load on the reinsurers. All of their modelling systems and actuaries wouldn't be able to make sense of the chaos, leading to economic meltdown all across the developed world. Pete's idea, he had calculated, of using algae for both soaking up CO2 and other greenhouse gases, as well as providing a sunshade, would give us a 5 to 10 year breathing space, time to make the necessary changes to our use of resources. But Pete also knew that the algae in the sky would not be a long-term solution, as they would mutate and cause potentially poisonous algal blooms, just as they'd done in water-based environments. So alongside the main project, he had been working on a containment mechanism based on a virus which would destroy the algae. The project team had decided, for moral reasons, that nothing would happen provided there was a legally binding agreement at Copenhagen. They would not deliver anything usable to the Swiss, just the intellectual property rights to the project. And surprisingly, all this had been agreed in advance. The failure at Copenhagen caused the safety net to kick in. Not only were the project files being made available to explain what had been going on, but the algae were already being dispersed into the skies above Switzerland. Get used to the idea of living under a green sky. Thank you.
different lies. Take my hands and look into my eyes. Take another deep breath and let me see your smile. I'll take you in my arms and hold you for a while. And she said, does anyone mind? Does anyone mind? Only the ones who get left behind. Does anyone mind? Does anyone mind? Only the ones who get left behind. In a world full of fear and lies, it's all too easy just to shut your eyes. But you better wake up, you better take face and realize the responsibility of being part of the human race. And they say, does anyone mind? Does anyone mind? Only the ones who get left behind. Does anyone mind? Get left behind. Get left behind. Does anyone mind? Does anyone mind? Does anyone know? Cause you could, but the only one between them and death tonight. Does anyone mind? Does anyone mind? Only the ones who get left behind. Does anyone mind? Does anyone mind? Only the ones who get left behind.
You have been listening to show 207 of the Bambershire Volley podcast, featuring an abridged version of Under a Green Sky, a Bambershire tale from Jules Proctor, with music from John Fletcher with A Sailor's Life, recorded live at the Portmahon in Oxford. Tom Leary with The White Moon, The Machine Breakers with There Was a Time, Gren Bartley with Carry Her Safe, American band The Puddle Jumpers with Thoughts, Little Johnny England with The Way Things Ought to Be, Cave with After the Rain, Vicky Clayton with Locks and Bolts, and Neil J. Gow and Wee Alex with Does Anyone Mind? This has been a Bambershire Media production. Please visit www.bambershire.com.